Last week in the Philippines, the mayor of a small town on the island of Mindanao and nine other men were shot dead at a highway police checkpoint in what police described as an anti-drug operation. Journalist Heather Jarvis has just returned from the Philippines, where she was investigating President Rodrigo Duterte's so-called war on drugs for the Law Report. She came much closer than she expected to the front line.
It's around midnight, and I'm at the Ruxabago Tondo police station in Metro Manila. Just nearby, the police have been running a buy-bust operation, where plainclothes police try to buy drugs from suspected drug pushers. With me are my colleagues Margaret Simons and Dave Tacon, and a tired but determined mix of local and foreign journalists. We've come here after a tip-off. While we're waiting, our driver hears gunshots. Margaret and I jump in the car and, perhaps stupidly in hindsight, we drive towards the source. We hear three or four more gunshots before we're stopped and turned away by a couple of plainclothes cops. Next thing, we see the crowd of journalists running up the road, jumping over obstacles, following the police. We join them and soon we see the distressing scene. A man's been killed during the buy-bust operation, as the uniformed officer explains.
There is a buy-bust a while ago, and we were able to capture this person. And when we caught this person in a buy-bust, the relatives went to assist to help him, and all my operative they resisted the presence of the police operatives. And on the way, to the police station, the suspect grabbed the firearm of one of my operatives.
The man's body, his face a ghostly shade of white, lies on the road in a pool of blood. The blood dilutes and spreads in the steady rain. Journalists push in close to take photos of the scene. Then a tricycle, a Philippines auto rickshaw, arrives. Out jumped the plainclothes police who turned us away just minutes ago. Margaret Simons asked the uniformed officer some questions.
Why is he being taken away by the scooter?
They will bring it to the hospital.
Is he still alive?
We will try to save the life.
We find out later that the man was confirmed dead on arrival at the hospital. But meanwhile, at the scene, while the police are giving a press conference, witnesses are contradicting their version of events.
He saw them. He's basically saying that he wasn't handcuffed before he was shot. He was just running and...
Naglalakad lang? Tumatakbo, naglalakad.
Wala naman dalang shabu.
Just walking. He wasn't carrying any shabu, according to this kid, and that's when he got shot. Begging for his life, he was saying, "Sir, okay, I'm surrendering. I'm going to turn myself in."
And we have questions too. Why did the police say there was only one gunshot when we clearly heard at least five? And why was it so easy for the suspect to grab the policeman's gun? Well, the police say the man was handcuffed with his hands in front, not behind. As they drove him to the station, he was sitting behind the officer on his motorbike.
My operative were very confident that the suspect will not offer any resistance while on the way to the police station, because the motorcycle where the suspect boarded is being escorted by two more motorcycles. So we were not expecting any resistance coming from the arrested suspect.
If the suspect's hands had been handcuffed behind him, not in front of him, would that have perhaps prevented this?
As long as you are handcuffed, it doesn't matter if you're handcuffed at the back or in front.
It mattered tonight.
Yes, most likely. If he was handcuffed at the back, most likely he was not able to grab the firearm.
A human rights activist I speak to says this is a popular tactic employed by police. They turn their back and leave their gun in reach, tempting the suspect to take it. That opens the door for their partner to kill the person, supposedly in self-defence.
Journalist Heather Jarvis with that report, and you can hear Heather's full report on the war on drugs on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 9.